Tree Bob FM.
It's the old train whistle. What do you think of this? Is it a little weak?
It's a little bit, yep. But it's still.
Somebody bought it for me, so it was. I didn't go out and get it, so it's a gift. I don't want to rip into a gift.
Somewhere we had. Do you remember in the old Bob WQPM studios up in Princeton, we had that wooden train whistle. It was about yay long, kind of rectangular square.
Well, that's what this one looks like here.
Oh, yeah. That's one of these. Yeah, it's one of those.
Was it longer than this one? Train whistle envy?
About the same, but I mean, it was a little more boisterous than that one.
I think if I were, this is brand new.
It takes a lot of air.
What I could do is maybe soak this in wood, and that would maybe change the acoustics.
Soak it in wood?
In water.
Yeah.
Soak the wood in water. Yeah. It would soak the water up. It would change the density of the wood and maybe the acoustics. I think I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
It is almanac time. It's, we made it to Tuesday, the 19th of June, 170th day of the year, 195 days left. 1586, English colonists pretty much gave up. They left Roanoke Island. They failed to establish England's first permanent settlement. The land was too wild to tame, apparently, for these Englishmen, those wimps. Good thing they had another group that came back and tried again.
Right.
But this was 1586. 1846, it was the first ever organized baseball game on record.
Wow.
1846, the New York Knickerbocker Club played the New York Club in the first baseball game. They played at the Elysian Field in Hoboken, New Jersey. So even then, like the Knicks, but the Mets, they played in New Jersey.
Right.
Not in New York. It was the New York Knickerbockers and the New York Club, but they played in Hoboken instead. Sure. Because that's where all the good baseball fields were.
172 years of baseball.
1846 this date. Now, when you hear about the Civil War, you think about the battles that were waged here in the homeland.
Right.
Gettysburg and so many others that took place. But you don't hear so much about the naval battles that took place in as faraway areas as France. The CSS Alabama, that was the Confederate ship, Alabama, was sunk by the USS Kearsarge off of Cherbourg, France. On this date, 1864, the Alabama was a raider ship going out and raiding different ships to get things for the Confederacy, also trying to get involved and stop some of our trade routes and things like that for the North. I'm trying to disrupt the trade routes of the North. So they were out there. They were all over the world.
Yeah, I do not remember that from history.
The both of those ships were called the Sloop of War. Sloop of War. That's a long way from the Sloop John B.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if the Sloop John B. had big cannons on it.
No.
So that was this date, 1864. A little footnote in history. You don't hear about that when it comes to the Civil War too often. 1910, the first Father's Day was celebrated in the Father's Day capital, Spokane, Washington. Fathers make pilgrimage to Spokane, Washington every year around this time of year for Father's Day, Neil. Because that's where the first Father's Day was, in Spokane.
I've not made that. Well, I was in Spokane, but I wasn't a father then. I think I was like 11.
1934, Congress established the FCC, your good buddies, Federal Communications Commission. We haven't heard from for a while.
That's fine.
We'll have to try and change that. They, of course, were established to regulate radio because radio needed regulating. It was just running amok. A million-watt radio stations. There's just no regulation at that time.
No.
They needed to kind of dial everybody in, if you pun intended there.
In this day and age, most of us prefer not to hear from the... When they show up at your door, it's usually not a social call.
Dum da dum dum. Yep. 1941 this date.
He can roast a steer because he knows he's got go power on Cheerios. He's got go power.
There he goes.
Cheerios, or as they were first known as Cheerioats. They were first known as Cheerioats. Cheerio cereal invented on this date.
Huh.
It's an O-shaped cereal.
Still with us.
In General
many
Mills
now.
Right here in Minnesota. It's one of our proud products. And as of 2017, though, this is kind of surprising. I didn't realize this. Honey Nut Cheerios actually doubles the sales of original Cheerios.
Wow.
They sell double Honey Nut Cheerios as compared to the original Cheerios. Huh. I don't know how the other ones.
Didn't chocolate.
They did a chocolate, and there was an apple cinnamon one.
Yes, yes.
They did some other ones.
Uh-huh.
There was a cinnamon one that came out even before. I always thought that Honey Nut was the first non-regular Cheerios, the first
right.
kind of offshoot from the original Cheerios where they added a flavor. But there was some cinnamon one in the 70s that came before Honey Nut.
Now the multi-grain, too, is out.
Honey Nut yeah. of an O. Huh. 1964.
It's the day of decision on Capitol Hill as the U.S. Senate clears the way for the Civil Rights Bill by voting to limit debate on the measure.
They ended the filibuster, and they were able to vote on it. And this date, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was approved. And a few weeks later, it would be signed into law by Lyndon B. Johnson, who made that kind of the thing he wanted to do, made that his mission in honor of the memory of JFK.
Right.
And in 64.
Landmark thing, yeah.
In 64, they got it done. In 81, the heaviest orange known to man was exhibited in South Africa, 2.5 kilograms. To you and me, that's 5.5 pounds.
Of orange.
An orange of over 5 pounds, the largest ever. 1981. I wonder
that's
how that one peeled. Because there's some of those that are tough to peel.
You talk about low-hanging fruit.
I always need one of those peelers. I mean, we used to get them from Tupperware.
Yes.
It was kind of a long yellow thing, and it had the little pick at the end, and you could just kind of stick it in the end and then go around the circumference, and it would make a nice, easy cut, and then you'd peel it off. Because you don't want some of the leftover, I wouldn't call that husk or whatever that is. That is tough.
That off-white kind of stuff.
Don't want that.
No, that ruined oranges for me.
How about 1999?
Into the net! Hasek down! Sushak score! It's over! It's over! Brett Hull and Mike Modano were there in overtime. The Dallas Stars are the 1999 Stanley Cup champions.
Was it a goal or wasn't
was he
a goal?
In the crease?
Remember, was Brett Hull in the crease?
Yeah, Modano
without
scored.
Without the puck.
Yeah, it looked like he was, actually, to me, and I don't know that he was pushed in.
That was kind of painful. It was the Dallas Stars just a few years removed from leaving Minnesota and going to Dallas. Madonna was on the team. Darian Hatcher, Sean Chambers, a couple of the names that were also still with the North Stars when they were here. So that was in 99. 2010, another sports note here today.
The 7'7" bull died today in Virginia. In a Virginia hospital, make that. He was 47 years old. According to Tom Pritchard, executive director of Sudan Sunrise, Bull was being treated for severe kidney trouble and a painful skin condition.
The guy could block some shots.
His wingspan,
Manute Bull,
was wide, like a 747. 7'7", rail thin.
Yeah, he was. He weighed less than 200 pounds.
Yeah,
to be 7'7" and weigh one whatever it was.
It didn't look right.
He had no meat on his bones.
No.
Eat something, please.
Yeah.
So that was 2010. 2012, a man was beheaded for witchcraft and sorcery.
What?
In Saudi Arabia. They do things differently over there.
Well.
This was 2012 that they did this. And it brings back my memory of that banned episode of Bewitched that involved Uncle Arthur.
Mm.
The banned, never seen episode.
Well, I don't know that I want to.
2013 now, a year later.
Stunning loss actor James Gandolfini dying at the age of 51. Fans across the country and his friends in Hollywood are remembering him. Gandolfini, a Jersey boy, the son of an Italian immigrant who was Tony Soprano.
He was Tony Soprano, and maybe he was the only one who could have been Tony Soprano. He made that role his own, Neil.
Yes. What did he die of?
Massive heart attack.
Oh, my gosh.
He had a massive sudden death heart attack at the age of 51. And then 2 years ago.
Seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
Cleveland finally did it. They got their NBA championship. LeBron James came back to lead them. You know, they were down in that series 3-1, as you recall, and came back to beat the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors, though, got the last laugh. They've won 3 of the last 4 titles.
Right.
All against Cleveland. And that one, though, 2 years ago, was much more exciting.
Terrible.
Right?
Because Cleveland hadn't had a title for a long time.
Speaking of terrible, those jerseys that Cleveland was wearing that year, I don't know if they still have them, but they look like slow-pitch softball.
Yeah.
Jerseys. They're basically shirts with a big ugly C on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Not a basketball jersey in my mind.
No.
But, I'm not running the show. I wish I was.
No, because that would be on the barred list.
It would be. Birthdays, and we play some Four Seasons for you because basically the founder of the Four Seasons, Tommy DeVito, is 90 today. If you see the Jersey Boys, either the movie or the musical, he's kind of the one telling the story.
Okay.
Kind of the tough guy, kind of the guy that put the Four Seasons together, the guy that did some jail time. He's 90 today.
Before Frankie Valli, you mean?
Yeah, he got Frankie Valli in, and they started as the Four Lovers, and he's the one who recruited Frankie Valli to be in the group.
Very nice.
Tommy DeVito is 90 today. Speaking of good 60s music, got another one here for you from Spanky and our gang. One and only Elaine Spanky McFarlane. He's 76 today. Happy birthday. Salman Rushdie. I don't think he had any hits in the 60s, although he took some hits for his book, Satanic Verses. Is he and Cat Stevens or Yusef Islam, as he's known now, they've ever gotten together and had coffee and
I would,
let bygones be bygones?
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope
think
so.
They would.
And yeah, there was a contract out on Salman Rushdie. Is he still, like, much like Steven Seagal, marked for death?
He might be. We'll have to check it out.
Right.
Let's go to the Huxtable home now.
Listen, young lady. When somebody tells you to shut your mouth, you better listen up.
Hey, well, Felicia Rashad.
She used to sell that to Ahmad.
Is 70, exactly. Mm-hmm. Shut up, Ahmad. We know. Stop talking about the catch against the Browns in 1980.
Yeah, we've seen it.
Turn the page.
Lady can sing.
Sister Nancy made up the group Heart.
Power Rockers.
Big fan.
Love them. I have the two
Magic
CDs,
Man.
Two
CD
set. Yeah, the Essential Heart.
Barracuda.
Oh, Barracuda.
I love when on these singing contest shows they try to do that song and try to match Ann Wilson and they just totally butcher it.
Hard to do.
They can't get those notes. They think they can.
She is one of the greats.
Once the bright lights are on, Ann Wilson is 68 today.
These were Italian.
Now they're practical.
Hey, they're Romancing the Stone. Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas there.
Sure.
Jewel of the Nile was the sequel to that one. Kathleen Turner is 64.
She's got a lot of movies.
Doug Stone is 63.
Really?
I'm going to play a song from Doug Stone here in his... and it's in all of his glory, so that's coming up.
Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or am I caught in a hit and run?
She's more than just an American Idol judge, or was.
Tell me, is it gonna be you?
Or did they bring her back? I'm not watching the new one, so I have no clue.
Are you just having fun?
So Paula Abdul, Straight Up Now, Tell Me. She was a Laker girl to start out her career.
Oh, yeah.
Great dancer
right.
And choreographer.
Yeah.
We have Paula Abdul at 56. She was Ferris Bueller's girlfriend.
What's he doing?
He's licking the glass and making obscene gestures with his hands.
What?
Hey, they're talking about Ferris's dad. Mia Sara is 51 today. She was Simone.
Uh-huh.
Simone from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Doug Mankiewicz is having a birthday today. Former first baseman for the Twins. Was a manager in the Twins minor league system, and was not all too happy when he was passed over for the big league managerial job when they hired Paul Molitor.
Right.
And so they let him go, and he's now managing in the Detroit Tigers system.
Yeah, with Gardy's.
Gardy said, come on over here, Dougie. Uh-huh. Dougie Mankiewicz is 44. Dirk Nowitzki does a nice job, still playing in the NBA at the age of 40, the German.
Did he retire?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think he's still going. He played this year.
Last year.
I didn't hear anything about
I thought this was his last. But maybe
was he making his farewell tour?
I thought so.
Double check on that. Yeah. He's a master of the fadeaway. He's very good at that, and he's 40.
Yeah, that's 6'11".
I'm going to die surrounded by the biggest idiots in the galaxy.
Why would we be the Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, they're the Guardians of the Galaxy. She is Gamora. She's the green chick. On Guardians of the Galaxy, and of course, they've also now combined forces with the Avengers. in Avengers Infinity War. You're lost. You know who I'm talking about?
I know.
She's the green gal. Zoe Saldana. You know, they had green gals in Star Trek, too. She was in Star Trek, the new movies, the new Kelvin timeline. But she plays Uhura, communications officer.
Oh, sure.
On the deck, the bridge of the USS Enterprise. Zoe Saldana is 40. Go.
All right. On the gone but not forgotten list, we're going to start with one of, well, he was the ringleader. He was the guy who dished out more punishment than he usually received. He was Mo Howard.
Say, Lord Larrington.
Oh, there you are, Sir Moeington. Chitty, old pip-pip and all that sort of rot. Old thing, old stuff, old fishmonger, old skunk bait.
You don't have to overdo it.
He was violent.
Well,
How many restraining orders were there out on Mo Howard? There had to be several.
But yet Larry and Curly Shemp, they were always there to take the eye pokes, the nose.
Zsa Zsa Gabor learned her slapping?
Well,
technique?
She had to. She was a big fan.
So your dad was a barber. Did anybody ever come in and go, "Hey, give me the Mo Howard"?
Give me a Mo. Yeah. I'm sure
Larry
he did,
Fine. Everybody go, give me a Larry Fine.
He was more of a flat top guy than a bowl cut. But Mo Howard, one of the Three Stooges, he was born on this day, 1897. When it was time to ring in the new year, you brought in Guy Lombardo, of course, as the band leader.
It's Guy. When he's performing in French.
He's Guy?
When he's in France or even Montreal, it's Guy.
Guy Lafleur. Guy Lombardo. Guy Lombardo, 1902. He was the Iron Horse.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
With perfect echo, Lou Gehrig, great first baseman, batted fourth in that Yankee murderer's row lineup behind Babe Ruth. He protected Babe. Babe got a lot of pitches to hit because Lou Gehrig was equally as dangerous and at some points, maybe more so.
And he was his wingman.
Not really. They were completely opposites.
No, yeah, right.
Yeah,
clean living and the other one.
Yeah. Lou, one of the great hitters of all time. For many, many years, he was the all-time Grand Slams leader, too. 1903 for Lou Gehrig. Let's do some picking and grinning. We're talking about Country Music Hall of Famer Lester Flatt here, along with his partner Earl Scruggs. They made the duo Flatt and Scruggs, 1914. Of course, Marty Stewart did some touring when he was like 13 years old, play with those guys, 1914. A year later, TV cowboy Pat Buttram had a very unique voice.
Yeah, he was on Green Acres, Mr. Haney, but one of his last appearances was in Back to the Future 3.
Everybody everywhere will say Clint Eastwood is the biggest yellow belly in the West.
That was so good. Michael J. Fox asked him when he went by Clint Eastwood when he went back in time.
Right.
But Pat Buttram, if you don't know the name, as soon as you hear the voice, a picture comes into your mind. Yes, he was on Green Acres. He was Gene Autry's sidekick, is kind of where he got his start. He was born in the state 1915. Actress Louis Jordan. He appeared in Gigi, amongst others. And 1921, Nancy Marchand. She was in Lou Grant on that television program. Also in The Sopranos and Naked Gun, born in the state 1928. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your guys missed the guy who sang Show and Tell.
Oh, show and tell, just a game I play when I want to say I love.
That's top
you.
Five in my 70s R&B top five, Fave Five list, I'd say. Al Wilson, born on this day, 1939. And now we're done.
That is 70s power ballad.
Gone, but not forgotten. And the Almanac has been brought to you by Lefebvre Companies. Lefebvre Companies, you know what? They're hiring company drivers, owner operators, and carriers. Get a hold of them now. Go to their website. It's Lefebvre Companies. Mentioned Doug Stone having a big birthday today. Happy birthday to Doug Stone, 63. Promised you a Doug Stone song. And we promise something on the Bob Morning Show, Neil. What do?
Deliver.
We deliver. Here it is. Bob.
Laugh at all the time.